From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Haiti's opposition parties plan their strategy for the removal of President Prosper Avril.
The next step along the road is a whole network of activities that will include strikes, lockouts, and the big rally and big masses in the churches.
Mark Bazan, President Shankar meets with rebel groups in Suriname as a final solution to a peace agreement draws nearer. And in cricket, England and West Indies Test Match Series moves on to greener grass in Guyana. I'm Sonia Fraser and this is BBC Caribbean Report. An 11-year-old girl was shot dead in Haiti last night by soldiers called in to break up a demonstration. This incident has further fanned the growing flames of discontent over the rule of President Prosper Avril and his military government. In a rare show of unity, most of the country's opposition groups have joined in the call for President Avril to step down, and there are suggestions that Haiti's private sector may be ready to play its part in achieving that end. On the line now from Port-au-Prince is journalist Michael Norton. Good evening, Michael. First of all, could you actually tell us what happened last night?
It was, in fact, yesterday morning. There had been a demonstration after a young man was arrested at a flaming tire barricade. He had refused to dismantle the barricade when soldiers asked him to do so. Students went out in support of him, asking him to be released, and the soldiers came out and began to shoot into the air. A truck drove by one of the main avenues of town. There was a young girl, Roseline Vaval, 11 years old, studying her history lesson on the front porch, and two shots penetrated her chest, and she is now in the morgue in Pitiguave.
What was the size of the demonstration, Michael?
The demonstration yesterday was relatively small, 400 or 500 young people mainly.
But the demonstration today against the shooting that was on, the demonstration that was held earlier today, again, was that another big turnout of people?
Today, in the same town, about 300, 400, 500 people once again came out to protest the killing of the schoolchild. But in the western port town of Gonaive, the town of independence, the town where the overthrow movement against Jean-Claude Duvalier in 1985 began, there it was another story. This morning at around 9 o'clock, students began leaving their schools and taking to the streets, setting fire to tires, and 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, perhaps up to 6,000 young people joined then by adults went through the streets shouting, "Avril is an assassin, we've had it, he must go."
Just finally, Michael, if we get a quick answer to, opposition groups have been meeting today. What's likely to happen if President Avril ignores their demands for him to step down before the end of the week?
They are not worried whether he does or does not ignore them. They are working now to put into effect their promise to get him out, to probably work with the business sector and the industrial sector to lock out, to refuse to open their doors, to get in touch with the unions who also agree with them, to shut the country down, asphyxiate the very life of the country within the country.
Our thanks to Michael Norton, direct on the line from Port-au-Prince. Staying with Haiti, Mark Bazan, the leader of the National Alliance for Progress and Democracy in that country, says the joint statement issued by a dozen political parties, including his own, is a compromise solution. It's just one small step towards democracy, he says, not the catalyst that will topple the military government of General Prosper Avril. The joint statement called on General Avril to step down and give way to an interim civilian president chosen from the Supreme Court. Their interim president would work towards free and fair elections under the supervision of a state council made up of a cross-section of people from the Haitian society. Jerry Timmins reports from Port-au-Prince.
Mark Bazin says the joint statement represents genuine progress. Effectively, he says, the opposition has introduced a new word into Haiti's vocabulary.
It's the first time over the last 4 years that the whole opposition, from the extreme left to the rightist, moderate, have been able to put their signature under one piece of paper, asking for the same disappointing. And second, it is the first time over the last 4 years that they have been able to make concessions to each other. Usually it's either black or white or everything or nothing. So this, from the political point of view and from the viewpoint of the of a peaceful and reasonable future for Haitian democracy, is a good first step.
Mr. Bazin says that General Avril will have to think again about working better with those who oppose him. He says that not only are the political parties working more effectively for change in Haiti, but the business community is also becoming more vocal in their opposition to dictatorship.
Well, they are very seriously talking about lockouts, which is something unprecedented in Haitian history.
And is that just in the private sector in Port-au-Prince, or would that be in the export sector as well?
Export sector as well. So all those people are really convinced that Avril is a problem.
General Avril seems bent on pursuing the current election process. He's invited OAS and United Nations observers to monitor the election.